23. Maryville, 7-11 to play. Bailey, tough shot in traffic, won't go. Rebounded by Stewart.
That is a tough shot, Brad. You know, bodies in front of you, bad angle. Fanned away from the hoop towards the baseline.
Stewart works off a screen to the free throw line. It comes across with it to Stidham. Stidham drives it in at Ray. Stumbled. I'm not sure how that wasn't a travel, and the basket is good. 28-23.
Clearly stumbled around. Pretty good defense.
Must have kept her toe on the floor. Here is Steinhoff with the rock from the Bulldogs. 6:38 to play, first half. Bailey with a basketball. Katie Clucking into the game cuts through. Nothing there. Bailey will back it off. Wants a screen from Mouton. Bailey dribbles around it. They come at her hard with a double team. She's in trouble. Wraps it around to Mouton. To Ray. Coming down the lane. Somehow the Bulldogs found a layup and trail by three.
Almost stolen three or four times. Good job by Bailey to pivot, be strong with it. Find a teammate, and good pass by Mouton.
Martin off the bounce. She lays it off the window and in. 30-25 Saints.
There's where you got to help out, Brad. She was coming off the pick hot high. Clearly rubbed her defender off. Somebody's got to come over and stop her. You can't give her the free lane to the hoop.
5:55 left, first half. Across key pass. Ray wants three. Missed it. Rebound Jansen. From behind, nearly poked away by Clucking. Jansen got some help from her bench. They were all up screaming.
Their coach sprinted up the sideline where they're yelling, Wolf, behind you.
Barton, second straight take off the bounce right side. This time, she lost the shot out of bounds. And arms extended, and it's Bulldog basketball.
That's the right call, Brad. Nobody touched it. She was out of control. Defender came over. She either wanted a foul or a deflection. Clearly just kind of lost control of out of bounds. She goes to the official and appeals it like a hand on the wrist, and he says, no, young lady, no. No foul there. 30-25, Dogs trail. They have most of the way. 5:34 left in this first half.
Bailey gives to Tata in the circle. Looks to break down Jansen on the step back, Jay. Good. She's got eight this quarter. Bulldogs back to within three.
That's nice work, Brad. Defender out there, didn't bite on the fake. The jab, freed up, knocked it down.
Went on a 6-0 personal run to start the quarter. Barton's shot erased by Clucking, but a foul called.
A little too much body on her, Brad. And if you're really, Brad, calling that the way it should be, that's continuation there. The foul was on the floor. She took another step and tossed it up. No chance on the hoop, but they got her at the line for a pair. She's good from the line. 30-27, Dogs trail. 5:13 left in this first half.
She's great from the line, not good. 91%, tops in the conference, and that's on 94 attempts coming in. And that was part of finishing off the game at Pershing Arena. She was 6 of 6 at the line in crunch time. Free throw good. 32-27, Saints, 5:11 to play first half. High-scoring second quarter working right now. Tata will try again. This time missed it from the left baseline. Saints with a rebound. Barton pushes it off to Jansen, come up the right sideline. Give it back to Barton. Right of the key, we've got a whistle.
Mouton.
Foul on Mouton. She's got three now.
20 feet from the hoop. I'm not really sure what she did, Brad. Maybe trying to fight through that pick. I didn't see it. They got her for it. Timeout, 4:55 left in this first half. Dogs trail 32-27.
Katie Jasikas may have to come in whether she wants to or not.
You got to get a few
with
minutes.
Foul trouble.
You got to get a few minutes out of her, Brad. You're bringing Ray into the middle. You lose your size advantage, although she's aggressive. She's not as good low post scorer as either Thomas or Jasikas, but she's mobile, tall, and that's what you got to go with. I think you got to get a few minutes out of Jessica somewhere, Brad. I don't know. And maybe she's just, maybe there's no chance. You know, maybe she's just so out of sync with a little under the weather, whatever she's got, that it just can't happen.
This timeout brought to you by Dr. John Bailey at Mid-America Orthopedic and Spine Institute in Kirksville, who has served as the lead team physician for the Truman Bulldogs for nearly 20 years. When you want the best care possible, see Dr. John Bailey at Mid-America Orthopedic and Spine Institute in Kirksville. Truman Basketball also brought to you by Century 21 Whitney Agency of Kirksville. They get it sold. Like them on Facebook or visit c21kirksville.com, the only website you need for Northeast Missouri real estate. Started this day with a surprise. Six-seed Bellarmine knocked out Southern Indiana 68-57. Same score, two-seed Lewis beat William Jewell. And in the game preceding this one, it was number one-ranked Drury 87-79 over a game McKendree team who fought hard to the finish.
Yeah, put the squeeze on a little bit, Brad. Missed a few opportunities to get right up in their ear within 3 or 4 points late. Just couldn't quite do it, and Drury held on.
Maryville
so three
basketball.
Good games on the women's side today.
Drury will play the winner of this one. Jansen from the left side. That's no good. Weak side rebound. Stidham. Bounce it to a cutting Stewart down the right side of the lane. Forced back out by Tata. 4:36 left. Stewart still with the dribble. Her team up five. Gives off to Jansen. Jada Jansen, 5'9 freshman, will pass it off. Left corner of the lane. Good by Stephanie Sherwood.
Boy, they just let her go, Brad. You know, just step back. She's wide open, 12 or 13 feet, left side of the lane. No defender there.
Field goal percentage, really the story of the first half. Maryville, 46%. Truman, just 33%. There's another miss. Out of bounds, Saints basketball.
Another force off the dribble, Brad. You know, there's just not anything there. Bailey trying to go down the left side, encountered some defenders, and just kind of tossed it up awkwardly off balance, throw about 10 feet. And just a tough shot. Dogs are not consistently getting good looks at it.
Barton and the Saints have it.
This is a big possession, Brad. You're down by 7. If it goes to 9, your offensive problem.
Jansen stepped back from the arc, carries it. Her foot was on the line. Two-pointer, 36-27. Bulldogs quickly up the floor. Bounce it in the post to Ray. Fans it back out to Edmondson. Straight on three. Count it. Truman back to within 6.
Good job by Ray. Posting up. Looked like he was going to back down. Slipped it to the top of the key to Edmondson. Rifled it. Knock it down. Big shot. 36-30.
67th triple of the season for Red. They call her. Rachel Edmondson. Here's Stidham. Bounces it down to Longs, who lays it in. Nice assist by Stidham.
Not solid defense, Brad. Not solid at all. Let her get loose on the baseline. Good job to find her on the bounce pass.
8-point lead, Maryville. Ray isolated with a defender. Drives it toward the lane. Sets up Bailey. Open. Left short corner. Good. 38-32 Saints.
10-12 footer. Good job by Ray. The drive, the dish. Bailey with a short little jumper.
2:50 left. Scoring well, both teams here in the second.
Offense.
Jansen got that elbow extended, drove it into Clucking, knocked her to the floor, and picks up the offensive foul. That's her second.
You know, she fooled around with it, Brad. She wanted to go down the lane, and she fooled around. Good defense by Clucking. And then when she finally went, Clucking just slid right over, led with that off arm, that right side. Official right there, got her for the offensive foul. Dogs need a hoop. You got to hang around within 4 or 5 points, I think, Brad. 38-32, Dogs of the ball. Davenport, Tata, Edmondson, Ray, and Clucking for the Dogs. 2:30 left in the half.
Davenport came in for Bailey. Tata left alone at the free throw line, buries it.
Either got lost in the shuffle or something. Nobody there, Brad. She turned ready to for a defender. There's nobody there. She kind of double-clutched and had a wide-open 15.
She's got 10 in the second quarter alone. 13 for the game. 38-34, Maryville. Stidham being guarded by Edmondson. Now Stewart with the basketball down the left side of the lane. Scooper with the right hand. No. Davenport picked it as it slid off the rim. And will bring it up the floor. 2 minutes to play. Bulldogs looking to make it a one-possession game. Edmondson thought about three. Brings it down. Lost the handle off to Tata. Long range. Bomb good. Bulldogs back to within one. Tata has a 13-point quarter working.
Coming from behind Edmondson, Los Angeles. She just pulled it out of midair. No defender. Used her as a screen. Knocked down a long one. 38-37. 1:35 left in the half.
She has had some explosive quarters this season, and this is one of them. 1:30 to play. Set the record with 16 down at the Drury tournament against Lindenwood as we have a foul call on the drive.
And that's the one thing you couldn't have happen, Brad, that Tata got her second foul. She switched over, helping off on Stidham going to the hoop. Not much contact, a little body, but enough to call it. Free throw good. Tata will get out of there. I'd hope you could get her out there, Brad, with only one foul. But playing defense, she's out. Jerkson Bray, to go with Clucking, Ray, and Davenport. Let's have the senior Mackenzie Jerks do some things tonight, Brad. She's got the ability. We've seen her have some nice moments, some stretches. She's got some toughness to her.
That free throw is good. So she makes one of two, and that stops the 7-0 run for the Bulldogs. And Stidham will check out. Linehan checks in for Maryville.
I wouldn't be in a hurry, Brad. I'd compress this last minute and a half. I'd get a good look here.
If the Bulldogs, well, the Bulldogs foul, they'll send the Saints to the line. Clucking will shoot a three. It was open, but no good. 1:13 left.
Too quick in the shot clock for me, Brad.
Here is Barton with a basketball, guarded by Clucking. Quick move by Linehan. Shot blocked away by Jurgensen. Saves it in at the same time to Bray.
Foul.
And a foul is called in the backcourt, I believe, on Barton.
I like that turn of events, Brad. That's good work by Jerks with the block and then falling out of bounds. Saved it. Good job by the Dogs to go get it in traffic and then draw the foul.
No free throws as the Saints still have another foul to give. 59 seconds to play.
Don't be in a hurry, ladies. Get a good look. Be patient. Move it.
Jerks comes up to take over the basketball. Now bounce it off to Ray. Top of the key now to Bray. Bray crosses over, gets to the GLVC logo, toss it over to Ray. Threw a double team, count it, and the foul.
That's a nice move, Brad. Came from the right side, got dumped off, kind of took a long step in between two defenders. Off balance, jostled, knocked it in off the glass with a chance for a three-point play. Dogs have tied it at 39. What was the largest deficit, 10?
9 at 36-27.
That was after the two that, yes, correct.
Free throw. Good. It hung on the lip and fell the right way, and the Bulldogs go on top on a 10-1 run.
Going to get another look potentially. 35 on the game, 24 on the shot.
Sherwood takes the pass, gives it off to Longs. Longs working the weaving, the dribble. Shoots it and buries it. Wow, what a half she's had.
She's quick, Brad. She is so quick and explosive. Just that heavy dribble and then just pull up, defender on their heels, knock it down. I'd use it all, Brad.
41-40 Saints, 13 seconds left. Jerks in front of the Maryville bench. Top of the key to Ray. Near side, Clucking with eight. Hands it off to Davenport with five. Behind the back dribble, nowhere to go. Give it off to Clucking with two, with one. It's a force against two defenders and no good. So Maryville defended the arc hard that time, and the Bulldogs didn't get off a good shot, but still a strong finish.
Absolutely. Last 2 minutes, Brad, after Tata, you were lurking. Tata carried you. She got that second foul and came out with a minute and a half, and as good as you could hope for going down the stretch, you got the three-point play from Ray to give you the lead. Got another hoop in there, battled, and right here at the end, I'd rather not get a shot off than to rush it and give them an opportunity. That's about what happened, but down by as many as nine, battled back, trail by one at the half, 41-40. Excellent close to the half in the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Sloan Tata, 16 to lead the Bulldogs, 13 of those in the second quarter. An unexpected offense from UU Longs on the Maryville side, 14 points. She comes in averaging five a game. Got a good one cooking here to wrap up this first round of play at the GLVC Women's Basketball Tournament. The Bulldogs trail the Saints 41-40. And we're going to step aside for 1 minute when we have our halftime show. A couple of more seniors from the Truman team. Coming up, you're listening to Bulldog Basketball.
When was the last time your family enjoyed excellent service in an atmosphere reminiscent of the American West? At Colton Steakhouse and Grill.
Stewart from inside the circle missed it. Rebounded by Jasikas. Waits for Bailey to come. Bailey had fallen down. Gets up. Dribbles the ball up the floor. Longs with her step for step. Off to Tata for a three. Missed it. Rebounded by Sherwood. Barton weaves up the floor with a dribble. Sets up Stewart in the corner. Missed it short. Rebound tracked down by Tata. Pass it up ahead to Clucking. Clucking to the circle. Scoops it off to Jasikas for three. That's no good. Bulldogs have missed two threes to start the fourth.
10 seconds into the shot clock, Brad. One or two passes, and your center's launching from the right wing. Bad choices for the Dogs here in the second half. 68-54, Truman trails.
There's a lob inside. Manis scores it. Got right in front of the basket.
70-54, 8:50 left. It's going to be tough, sir. As much as the Dogs have struggled to score with...
There's a lob into Jasikas, through a double team, steps through, got the basket, and they call the foul.
Boy,
and one.
Who are they calling that
I'm
on?
Not
that,
sure.
That's not much. There's nothing there, Brad. I mean, that's about staying away and just trying to get a hand up as much as you can. You've given up position.
Third foul on Monis. Jasikas with a chance at a three-point play.
Take every break on the calls you can get. Trailing by 14 with 8:40 left in this thing. A lot of work to do.
Jasikas did not come into the game until we were well into the third quarter. Battling sickness this week. Missed the free throw. 70-56. Maryville on top. 8:36 left in this one. The winner will play number one ranked Drury. Pass off the fingertips of Barton out of bounds. Unforced error. Gives it back to the Bulldogs.
One of the few careless mistakes this team has made, Brad. This guard-oriented team. They've done a nice job of taking care of the ball. One of the few bad passes, and the Dogs need to capitalize, trailing by 14, 70-56.
Edmondson lobs toward Jasikas. Out of bounds. They're going to say off Jasikas.
She had a hand in there, Brad. I thought it was clearly poked. I guess I couldn't tell you. It maybe didn't go off her hand last, but that's a tough call. You had her. The lob was not there.
Barton will bring it up. Well, the bad thing if you come with pressure, and the Bulldogs may have to do it, is it's hard to stop Barton off the dribble. Here's a scoop shot by Stewart, no good. Rebound Jasikas.
Barton or Longs or Stewart, all three of them. Excellent ball handlers with quickness.
Bailey lobs it up the floor to Bray. Bray will post up Stidham, then fans it outside to Edmondson. Edmondson drives the lane. Hooks it down low to Jasikas, out to Bray for three. Inside out for an open three, and it's good.
Good patience, good ball movement. They are really covering up Edmondson at long range, Brad. They're not going to let her pull the trigger.
70-59, Maryville. Bulldogs token pressure that time. Stidham sizes up the three, then passes on it, gives it to Barton. Now it's Stewart with the basketball. She'll drift to the top of the circle and hand it off to Barton. Down to 7:25 left in this one, 10 on the shot clock. Barton bounces off to Jansen. Bailey lays off. Jansen shoots a three, missed it. Out of bounds. Give it back to the Bulldogs. Maddie Ray comes in for Truman. Ray will check out.
And a poor choice there by the freshman, Brad, launching it with a defender there. Didn't give it a tumble. Didn't give your scorers a look. Dogs, you get a break. Trailing by 11. 7:15 left in this game. Ray, Bailey, Edmondson, Tata, and Jasikas for the Dogs.
Here is Tata in the circle. Looking to break down Longs off the dribble. And there's a foul called on Longs. Held her up. And that'll be her third, second on Maryville this quarter. Well, first goal, get it to single digits. That's what the Bulldogs are trying to do on this possession. Can't get it in. Now they find Edmondson. And her three blocked in the air by Jansen. And then a foul is called
Edmondson.
On Edmondson.
She grabbed her, Brad. Shot cleanly blocked. She sized it up, thought she had an opening, long range, top of the key. Thoroughly blocked by Jansen, and then Edmondson grabbed her as she was going for the loose ball. It's the right call. Boy, the Dogs needed to get back under 10 there, Brad. 6:50 left in this one, trailing by 11 at 70-59.
UU Longs with it. She's number one. Barton's number two. Two small guards that can make it happen. Here is Jansen, a runner in the lane, off the back iron, slapped out. Bailey with it. Second chance to make it a single-digit game. Bailey motors up the floor to the front of the basket, tosses it offside, off to Ray, who scores. 70-61. Maddie Ray's got eight.
Got to string a couple of stops together. Maryville spreading it out. Patient, veteran ball club with good guards.
Truman has scored seven in a row. Stidham posting up Tata. Some help defense from Jasikas. Got the block. And the Bulldogs with it. Chance to creep closer. Bailey to the front court, driving it to the baseline. Tosses off to Edmondson. Now Tata with it. Guarded by Barton in a matchup of first-team all-conference guards. Ray delivers inside Jasikas. Swiped away late by Stidham out of bounds.
Well, you could see her coming across all the way, Brad. Low left block. Jasikas had the defender fronting her on the hip. The pass was on the mark over the top, but the freshman hustling across to knock it out of bounds. Dogs fortunate. She almost was able to make the play. Steinhoff in, Jasikas out, Thomas in, Bailey, Ray and clucking for the Dogs, trailing by nine with 5:50 left.
Into Steinhoff, left baseline drive, good, and the foul. Steinhoff brings energy off the bench, and one will head to the stripe. Bulldogs are back to within seven.
And that was kind of a phantom foul too, Brad. Not much there. She got the baseline on the left side, got around Barton. Third foul on Barton. 5:49 left. Sign up with a chance to get you back within six.
Good, and it's a 10-0 run by the Bulldogs. Full court pressure. 5:46 left. Long's able to curl around the double team to work into the front court. Off to Barton, right side. Picks up a screen to the lane. Hooks it off to Jansen. Amy Egan won an illegal screen. I think she had a beef. Here is Sherwood. Creates an open jumper left side. Missed it. Rebound, Kirby. Ah. A fresh 30. Sherwood will shoot it. Missed it. Long rebound out to Ray. A hurried shot by Maryville, and here come the Bulldogs. Steinhoff on the dribble drive across court. Clucking sets the feet. Missed it short. Had an open look. Barton comes the other way for Maryville. To the free throw line. Pull-up shot. In and out. Rebound saved in by Clucking to Bailey. 5 minutes to play. Bulldogs down six. Bailey through the defense. Pushes up the shot. Missed it. Rebound, Ray up. Got it. 12-0 run by the Bulldogs. Back to within four.
And it hasn't taken long, Brad. Ray poked it away, almost at a steal, but that 12 has come pretty quickly on about seven possessions.
Maryville's had some hurried shots.
And some forced shots. Lost their poise for a couple possessions.
It was 70-54 at the start of the fourth. Here is Barton, cut off by Clucking, and they call her for an armbar foul, guarding her.
Second team foul on the Dogs, three on Maryville, 4:37 left. We got a timeout. Dogs with a nice 12-point burst to get right back in it, trailing 70-66.
Let's step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through Ding won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Nice job by the Bulldogs to get back in this one, Hank.
Played better defense, forced some tough shots. Maryville helped out by forcing some tough shots. Did a good job on the defensive glass, and a variety of people have contributed to this run. You hit some shots, Steinhoff with a three-point play from the left baseline. Maybe a couple of favorable calls, but have done a nice job clucking the freshman. Had a rebound and made a play or two, had the save. It's Thomas, Clucking, Steinhoff, Tata, and Ray for the Bulldogs. It will be inbounded by Maryville. In their front court, 4:35 left.
And Long, step back, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Ray. Bulldogs can make it a one-possession game. They've scored the last 12 after Maryville scored first in the fourth to go up 16. Steinhoff gives to Tata, directing traffic, top of the key. Fakes Long, sets up Thomas. She'll pass it off to Steinhoff. Curl dribble to the lane. Spin dribble for two! What a nifty move. It's a two-point game.
That was sweet, Brad. Tight little spin, left hand off the glass, coming into the lane from the left side.
14-0 run. Game on here in Edwardsville. 4 minutes to play. Longs missed it. Ray with a rebound. Outlets to Tata. Bulldogs bring it up, trailing by two. Crossing over. Going to the hoop. We are tied. 16-0 run.
Dogs with a little token full-court pressure. Unbelievable, Brad. Maryville lost their poise, forced some shots, good defensive rebounding. 70 apiece with 3:30 left.
Three by Barton is good. Boy, she's money, isn't she? Five triples. Timeout taken. 73-70. Half the time, you don't know if she can see over the defender and just knocks the bottom out of it. Well, that stops a 16-0 run.
I think she's getting gassed out a little bit, tugging on her shorts, and she says, to heck with that. Defender right up in her face on the right wing, knocks it down. Sometimes she's so quick she catches you off guard, you don't really think. And I think that's her best asset, Brad. You don't really think she's going to pull the trigger. She's dribbling as the lead guard, and then all of a sudden, bam, she gets it off quickly, gets it up, That's a big shot. 3:30 left. Dogs 16-0 run answered by a three here. But you got yourself right back in this thing. It's going to be coming out of the timeout. Bailey, Todd, Thomas, Clucking, and Ray for the Bulldogs.
Community loss to Stanbury, 47-40. So our three area teams will play for third place tomorrow. Bulldogs down three. Came all the way back from a 16-0 deficit. Ray, Tata, Bailey, Thomas, and Clucking. Here is Bailey. Out front, give it up to Ray. Tata wants it. Jumping across court to Bailey. Takes it left baseline, floats it up. It rims in. 1-point game. First hoop for Bailey in the second half.
Dogs slow him down with a little pressure. Now hustle back. 73-72, 3 minutes left.
Stewart slides a bounce pass inside. Now the kick back out beyond the arc to Stewart. Now Sherwood swings it to Barton. Clucking getting right in her face and too much. They call a foul on the defender.
Well, she just had to reach, Brett. She was right down there. They were 26 or 7 feet from the hoop on the left side. Right down on her. She just reached instead of sliding. Got the foul. Three team fouls apiece.
Inbounded to Stewart. Now Moniz, top of the key to Sherwood. Barton with a basketball. Dump it in the post to Moniz. Thomas playing with four fouls. Stayed away from it. Defended well. Bulldogs rebound with a chance to go on top. Can you believe it, folks?
That's a tough shot. Good
Here
defense.
Comes Bailey on the drive. Tried to pass across key to Thomas. Intercepted. And on the save in, we have a foul call, I believe.
Bailey, too aggressive trying to go for it, Brad. She tossed the pass. Good idea, but late getting it there. Swiped away. And then she fouled the Maryville player who stole it. Jasekas back, Thomas out. 73-72, Dogs trail. Maryville ball, 2:30 left.
And the Bulldogs extend the defense into the backcourt. Longs is able to elude the double team with a quick dribble up the floor to the lane. Toss it off to Sherwood. She'll try to give it baseline to Moniz. Deflected out of bounds by Ray. 2:21 left. Saints by one.
Man, Longs is fast, Brad. 5'1 junior from Minneapolis. Blew right through that Bulldog double team.
Maryville is in the bonus, by the way. Here's a pass in the corner to Longs. She has certainly cooled off, though, here in the second half. Doesn't have a point. Here's
no way.
A rainbow from the near side. Missed. Maryville rebound by the 5-1 Longs, but she hit the baseline coming down with it, and the Bulldogs get it back. Another chance to go on top. How'd she even get that rebound?
Little son of a gun, Brad. She came along the baseline. And she's hurt. She's down, and she's going to the training staff at the end of the bench. But I don't know how she got in there, Brad. She was fighting with Jasekas, a foot taller than her, and ended up with a ball but couldn't keep it in bounds.
Can the Bulldogs go on top for the first time in the second half? Jab step by Tata. Now pass it up to Jasekas. Give it back to Tata. Curl dribble to the free throw line. Spin dribble to the basket. Shot blocked out of bounds. 13 seconds on the shot clock. 1:54. On the game clock.
Bailey will inbound from the baseline. Jasekas, Ray, Clucking, and Tata for the dog.
Lob it out front to Jasekas. Tata will come and get it. And her three blocked by Jansen. Loose ball scramble. Bailey gets to it just before it crosses the division line.
4 seconds.
And a launch by Ray off the front of the cup. Karam's long. Out of bounds off Maryville. Bulldogs catch a break. 1:40 left.
That young lady, that's the second three. She has been right there blocking that thing barely out of the Bulldogs' hands. Good hustle by several dogs, Ray and Bailey, to possess it. Ray tossed it up with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, but you get a break.
Here is Tata. Bulldogs another crack at taking the lead. Puts it on the deck. On the pick and pop. Jasekas for three. He missed it. Right on line. Ray tracks it down, though. Bulldogs get another crack at it. Bailey drives to the lane. Now we'll back it off. 1:24 left. Give it off to Clucking, who's given the Bulldogs valuable minutes off the bench. To Tata, left to the key, directing traffic. Jasekas will screen. Tata, pick and roll, wasn't there. Jasekas didn't roll. Sherwood intercepts. Tamanis running the floor, lays it in. 3-point lead for the Saints. Here comes Bailey the other way, 1 minute left. Gives it off to Tata, fakes on the shot, drives it. Sets it up, coming down the lane, Ray missed it. Jasekas to Tata, back out to Bailey, another chance at it. Clucking for the tie. Good! The freshman from Columbia, 75-all.
Didn't hesitate, Brad. She's taken several shots, feeling confident. Left wing, knocked it down. 40 seconds left, 21 on the shot clock.
Barton directing traffic from the left high. We'll get a screen from Manis on the switch off. The floater blocked away. Bailey's got it. Bulldogs can play for the last shot. And we've got a timeout taken by Tata in the backcourt. You couldn't hear it. The whistle. The Bulldogs can play for the win in a tie game. The shot clock will be off.
24 and 8-tenths left. The freshman hits the biggest shot of her Bulldog career. Left wing. She's tossed a couple others up, Brad, that were close. Didn't hesitate at all. You can't be tentative. She was confident and knocked it down. And the Dogs get her back.
All right, let's make a couple of points. One, the Saints have a foul to give. That could be key. They've only got three team fouls. Two, the Bulldogs have the possession arrow, and both teams have timeouts. Truman has two. Saints have three. Bulldogs will advance the basketball here in the last minute of regulation, and Mackenzie Bray will come into the game.
Going to come in for
sometimes the ball just finds you in the right spot. Clucking couldn't have been more wide open that time, and she confidently shot it down.
I like Ray being on the court. Maybe not for this offensive possession, Brad. She's such a good rebounder, active, tall, mobile. 24 and 8-tenths left to be Bulldog basketball in the backcourt. 75 apiece. Dogs were down 70 to 54. Stormed all the way back.
On the first basket of the fourth quarter, Maryville up 70-54. Truman scored the next 16 points. Maryville went up 75-72. But a three-pointer by Clucking. And this is not going to be an advance to the front. The Bulldogs have to bring it from the backcourt. And they don't mind it because they want the last shot anyway.
20 seconds.
Bailey crosses through the midcourt Cougar logo. Down to 15, pounding the dribble with Longs guarding her. Here is Bailey, still at mid-circle with dribble with eight.
Gotta go.
Now we'll pass it off to Bray. Tata posting up inside, spin dribble, shot off the glass. No, we're going to overtime. So they set up a play for Tata to post it up. She pivoted to the lane and got off the banker, but it would not go.
I think that's just what they were left with, Brad. They waited till 7 seconds too late. Bray was clear out here at 25 feet. Tata just took it on her own to get in there and just couldn't quite hit the spinner off the glass. We're headed for overtime at 75.
And we will come back for the extra session. 5 minutes on the clock in 1 minute on Crest, KRES Moberly and CentralMoInfo.com.
Truman State University, located in Kirksville, Missouri, is consistently recognized as one of the nation's best colleges and universities. Most recently, the September-October issue of the Washington Monthly ranked Truman as the seventh best master's university in the nation. Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine selected Truman as
salads. Come on in to Colton Steakhouse and Grill for the best steak west of the Mississippi. We're located on Highway 63 at the south end of Kirksville.
All Bulldogs in the game shooting 40%, 28 out of 70. Maryville, 44%, 29 out of 65. Saints are 10 of 24 from three. Bulldogs are 7 of 23.
Bailey, Tata, Jasikas will jump center. Dogs control. Clucking and Ray for the Dogs.
Truman has pounded Maryville on the glass, 47-33 in the rebounding department. Clucking, who tied it with a three, gives it up to Tata. Step back on Jansen, straight on, missed it off the back iron. Rebounded by Manis. And Barton will bring it up for the Maryville Saints. Gives it off to Jansen to the circle. Still trying to work up a shot, not there. Sherwood will take it from the baseline. Karam's outside Tata. She'll motor up the floor with a dribble, two on two. Tata to the basket, right side, blocked by Jansen, out of bounds.
She is all over stuff, Brad. And those shots, she's the one who blocked the two threes. That was barely out of Tata's hand. She was all over it. Fortunately, got a piece of her going out of bounds.
Here's a three by Tata, left wing, rims off, pops outside. Bulldogs get to it. Again, the Bulldogs all over the offensive glass. Bounce pass it inside, Jasikas, score it. Truman scores the first hoop of overtime.
Strong move, spread the floor after the offensive rebound, posting up on the right side. Strong to the baseline and off the glass.
A minute into the extra session. Late night here in Edwardsville. Hopefully a good night. The winner gets number one ranked Drury in the late show tomorrow night. In the post it goes to Monas, across court to Jansen. Missed it from three, rebounded though by the Saints.
Boy, the long rebound. Dogs had it clustered around the hoop, and that long three, the long rebound over their heads.
That's a bad bounce that time. Bulldogs have 18 offensive rebounds in this game. Here is Barton on the switch up. Now they let her go, and she drives it home, 77 all.
Don't know how you can get so free, Brad, if you're their leading scorer, lead guard, but.
Well, they switched, and then they tried to switch back, and it was a bad time to do that. Here is Klecking with the basketball right wing, top of the key to Ray. Now Tata left high, top of the key to Bailey. Poked away, but right to Tata. She'll turn the dribble into the lane, forces up the shot, no good. Maryville has it. Longs will pass it off to Jansen, coming up the right side, pulls up at the arc. 2:46 to play in overtime. Jansen off a screen, nothing there. Across it goes to Barton. Barton cut off. Scoops it off to Sherwood. Sherwood to the lane, the step back from inside the circle, no good. Battle for the weak side board, out of bounds off of Monas of Maryville. Substitutes for Truman, Edmondson, Steinhoff, and Thomas come in.
And I think Maryville a little gassed some of their players, Brad. I like the subs, get some fresh bodies in here. I do think they picked up the tempo and pushed the pace, ran. It's what helped them get into that lead. It's Bailey and Ray and Thomas and Steinhoff and Edmonds for the Dogs. We're tied at 77 apiece, 2:20 left in overtime.
Tata with 24 to lead the Bulldogs, 21 for Barton. Here's Thomas at the high post, weak side to Bailey. Bailey takes it to the corner, cut off left baseline, free throw line. Steinhoff in the lane, steps through, got it! Bulldogs back on top, and the senior is stepping up here. And the GLVC tournament, Rachel Steinhoff with seven.
She's showing flashes of where she was several years ago, Brad, before she got hurt when she could finish.
And she's guarding Barton right now. Here's Stewart to the top of the key.
That's a good choice.
Sherwood, top of the key to Barton. 1:49 to play. Barton wants to go off the bounce, cut off. Gives it out to Stewart for three in the lead, and it's good. Her second triple, 80-79 Saints. Up the floor comes Steinhoff. Cut off right baseline. Open free throw line. Ray. Good! Truman back on top.
Didn't hesitate. Open at 16. Knock her down. 81-80.
Back and forth we go in overtime. Barton between the circles. 1:20 left. Here's Monas with it. Right of the circle. Back to the defender. Hands it off to Longs coming by. Longs drives in, tosses out. Steinhoff got the steal. She's going to try to break it up the floor. Three on two with Bulldogs beside. Now we'll pull up the dribble.
Wise choice, Brad. No advantage. Amy Egan wants a timeout. She was working hard to get it, and she almost reached out and grabbed the official. They had a little chuckle over it. That's a good job. Good team defense. Steinhoff capitalized with a swipe. Made a wise choice. Had a three on two, but no clear advantage. Pulled it out. 1:01 left. Dogs with the ball. 81-80 lead, 23 on the shot clock.
Rachel Steinhoff, the grizzled veteran, has found the fountain of youth here in the second half in overtime, has played well.
Yeah, we're talking about a 22 or 3-year-old finding the fountain of youth. But, you know, Brad, a couple years ago she started as a freshman and sophomore. Towards the end of that sophomore year, boy, she was playing. She was finishing at the hoop. She was quick enough to penetrate. Defense is good, then she got hurt. And I really don't think, even coming into this year, Brad, that injury has nagged her. And, boy, full speed ahead right now. You know, they had Klucking guarding Barton for a while with her quickness and a little size advantage. Steinhoff equally quick enough to handle the task. But that young lady, Long, she is still on the floor over there, Brad. She's tried to walk it off. I don't know what it is. She had that incredible offensive rebound she couldn't quite control and in amongst people a foot taller than her, and she's been over there being worked on. It's a lower right leg, or maybe cramps. I don't know, but she hadn't come back. 81-80. Dogs will have the ball.
All right.
1 minute left, 23 seconds on the shot clock.
Saints still have a foul to give in this thing. They've only committed three fouls. Possession arrow favors Maryville. Now, the time, not too bad as far as Truman goes. Get a good possession here, and you will get the basketball back before the end of this overtime session. So, hopefully a productive possession first.
Tata Steinhoff, Ray Edmondson, and Thomas for the Dogs.
Steinhoff at the GLVC logo will hold. Now Ray comes out as if to screen. Steinhoff yo-yos a dribble. We're down to 10. Here's Thomas facing up in the circle. Goes across court to Edmondson with 6. Top of the key to Tata with 3. Tata drives by to Edmondson. And it's going to be a shot clock violation. Bulldogs got nothing going that time. I'm not sure what they were looking for, what the focus was. They certainly worked the clock down.
And you know, Steinhoff out, Bailey back. It's going to be another timeout.
Maryville will advance.
I don't know, Brad. They dribbled around some time, and then they just lost track. They had Edmondson in the right wing, but, man, Stewart got out there fast. Looked like she was going to be open, covered up. And then Tata tried to do it off the dribble. They did a good job of stifling her, and Edmondson finally just tosses it up with a defender there and didn't draw iron, didn't beat the shot clock anyway. 37 seconds left. Maryville ball. Dogs with an 81-80 lead, so most likely, unless you give up an offensive rebound, you're going to at least get another possession at it.
But did not get a shot off.
And Clucking's coming back in, apparently, to play defense. It's going to be Clucking, Bailey, Ray, Tata, and Thomas.
Long's out of the game. She's cramping.
Yeah, they were working on both calves.
Sherwood will inbound from the side.
It's going to be Clucking on Barton again, Brad. They like the quickness and a little bit of size advantage.
And knocked away and stolen by Clucking out of bounds off Barton. Bulldogs have it back.
Brad, she was fronting her, denying her. They were right in front of the bench on the sideline, nowhere to go for the inbounder. She came up on the sideline, got in front of Barton. The pass, they tried to just kind of feather it in front of her. Excellent work by Clucking to reach out, snag it, then possessed it before it was knocked out of bounds by Barton.
Offense for defense. Bray, Edmondson, and Jasikas will come in for the Bulldogs. How about the kid from Columbia, Katie Clucking? She hit the big three to tie the game at 75 at the end of regulation, and she says, yeah, put me on the first-team all-conference guard. And she denied the entry pass, and then Barton trying to get back to it, knocked it out of bounds. Bulldogs will have it at midcourt.
And she has guarded Barton quite a bit here in the second half, Brad. She's got some quickness.
If you're Maryville, can you let Truman work it down?
I think so. I think you play solid defense, Brad. 36 on the game, of course, 30 on the shot clock. I think you can. I think you play solid defense. Now, Dogs have got a ton of offensive rebounds, so that's not working.
Bailey will inbound from the side court into Edmondson. Give it back to Bailey. Long's back into the game for Maryville. Barton is guarding Bailey. Drifting one way. Back the other. Poked away from behind, and a foul is called on Barton. So that will put Maryville in a place where now they really have to think about a foul because the Bulldogs are not shooting.
Shot clock off, 27 and 2-10. So you got to foul, Brad. If you don't get a steal, you got to foul. You can't let just the Dogs
inbounds pass comes to Tata, and that's who the Bulldogs just soon be fouled, and she is by Jansen. Now, even if you make free throws, it's a one-possession game. Bulldogs will substitute defense for offense in a moment.
Ray and Clucking ran to the table, and they were ready to burst right onto the court, pumped up, and the official says, ladies, hold it. We're going to wait. That's a foul out by Jansen. She's a good young player, Brad.
Well, but she is.
I like
her.
Those blocks.
Good next 2 years.
Yeah. She's got at least three or four blocks, and two of them are threes, and they barely got out of the shooter's hands.
Really good timing on her jump. She fouls out with 6 unofficially. All right, Sloan Todd at the line. First of two about to come with the Bulldogs up 1. Good. The first-team all-conference performer anointed this week for the Bulldogs has played like it. 25 points.
That second quarter was phenomenal.
The next.
Short.
Rebound, Ray. Kick it out to Bailey. Bulldogs by 2.
Hang on to it.
Tata with the rock. Waiting to be fouled. Now is fouled. Oh, boy.
Maddie
the Bulldogs,
Ray.
Hank. 20. Offensive rebounds, 20 of them in this game.
And 5 for Maddie Ray. She's got 10 points and 11 rebounds. And that is a big one, Brad.
All right. Another chance this time to make it a 2-possession game. Swish. Maddie Ray with a double-double in this game. She's got 12 points and 11 rebounds. This to make it a two-possession game. Yes! 84-80. 19 seconds left. Maryville with the timeout to advance.
Maddie Ray, Brad, in traffic. Free throw off. Just went up high and snagged it. Kicked it right back out to Tata. Forced a fouler.
And that's why, as you pointed out very nicely earlier in this game, she was taken out in a late-game situation. But that she's got that bounce and that knack for getting to the offensive glass. You kind of like her there for that follow-up opportunity.
How tall, what do they say she is?
6'1".
6'1", Brad. She's mobile. She's a forward rather than an inside player. Maryville a little bit undersized. I think their big players have been gassed out. Clearly the rebounding edge is ballooned, headed for close to 50 to 30 or 35.
And because of that, the Bulldogs are going to have almost 80 field goal attempts in this game.
Well, what were they, 3 of 17 to start or something?
They were.
And you know, they All are right. going to be pushing 80. You got to play solid, Brad. And Maryville's got to go in a hurry. They got to have two scores. I mean, they got to have a score and a foul and a score.
There's the inbounds pass to Barton. Clucking guarding her. Barton takes her into the lane, floats it up. Missed it. Rebound, Jasikas. Outlets to Bailey. Jasikas was fouled before the outlet pass. 13.5 on the clock.
Holy smokes, Brad. When it was 70-54, Dogs couldn't score. We're giving up easy hoops, making bad choices themselves. Some turnovers, some really tough four shots, and man, it happened. It just, you get that first one, and then it went 16 in a row to get you to 70 apiece. A three by Barton made it 73, and clucking with the big three to tie it.
Jasikas throw is good.
Put a lid on this thing, Brad.
And aren't you glad you got in the game, Katie Jasikas? Sat until the middle stages of the latter stages of the third. The next is up. Count it.
She don't look like she's sick to me.
86-80. She's feeling real good right now. Bulldogs are as well. They have flipped this game on its ear, down 16 to up 6 in overtime. A 22-point swing since early fourth quarter.
And, you know, when you live, Brad, without much of an inside presence, they concentrated on pounding it in. They got the Dogs in foul trouble, then they went away from it. They hit some shots. But, boy, there was a 3 or 4 minute span where they were lost their poise. They were erratic offensively, forced us to, just like the last shot by Barton. That's a runner with two defenders there, 10 or 12 feet fanning away from the hoop. Tough shot to hit. Couldn't. Dogs with the rebound. It's Bailey, Tata, Clucking, Ray, and Jasikas to play defense for the Dogs. 13 and a half seconds left. Wow.
Bulldogs trying to stop a three-game losing streak to Maryville. A pass across court to Barton for three. No good. Tata chased it down and is fouled with 9 seconds left.
Book this rascal, Brad.
What a gutty effort by the Bulldogs to come back here late night in Edwardsville. And they were dead in the water at 70-54 on the first hoop of the fourth quarter by Maryville. But they weren't dead in the water. Free throw for a three-possession game is good.
You know, when you hit a shot or two and all of a sudden 16 goes to 12 and you're still thinking maybe, and then when you got to 70-61 and then all of a sudden there was life, you could see it happen in a couple offensive rebounds.
Free throw good.
Wow. Unbelievable, Brad.
29 points, a new career high for Sloan Tata. She scored 28 at Rockhurst. Give her a new career high, 88-80, 29 points for the junior from Fulton, just named first team all-conference, and she likes the title as she has lit it up here tonight in Edwardsville.
34-10, Brad, which has covered most of the fourth quarter. What was the third quarter score? What was the score at the end of the third? You got that?
68-54, and then the first basket of the fourth made it 70-54.
So it's been 38-10 in the fourth quarter. Maryville gassed out, made some bad choices after the Dogs had made their own bad choices and four shots and turnovers to let them get that 16-point lead. And your depth paid off tonight. This freshman has come in and played well. Three different players at center, and Jasikas has played well. What's Jasikas got?
6 points.
We don't have updated totals.
She's got six. Maddie Ray's got a double-double, 14 and 12. Todd at 29, a career high.
And no bigger than that.
How about
last
Rachel
one,
Steinhoff, 7? All in clutch situations. Here's Stewart with 8 seconds to go. She'll drive it to the basket. Bulldogs concede that runner, 88-82, 5 seconds left. Inbound it to Bailey. She'll hold it. And the Bulldogs move on. And, baby, they may have just clinched a spot in the NCAA tournament with that one. 88-82 in overtime. And a school record 23rd victory of the season.
What a fourth quarter, sir. You looked bad leading up to that fourth quarter. The last 5 or 6 minutes of the third, defense wasn't good. Forcing shots, turnovers, and then, boy, the switch was flipped. And a lot of people contributed. The defense became better. And I think Maryville got gassed out, Brad. I just think their style of play, the Dogs pushed the pace with a little more depth. And Maryville ran out of gas. And I think, no doubt, they clinched a spot, Brad.
And I want to dedicate that win to Katie Clucking's mom. Battling cancer.
I wish I knew her first name.
I've somewhat followed on Twitter some of the updates and things, but you just know what this kid's gone through, trying to balance a mom who's in her battle with cancer, trying to balance school, your freshman year, and trying to find some playing time and practice time with the team. And boy, oh boy, did she step up tonight. And the biggest contribution she made is allowed Tata to get off of Barton, and she played defense on the first team all-conference guard for Maryville.
Her father and her brother were somewhere recently, Brad, in the stands. I didn't visit with them, but you know, Brad, and you know, and I don't know anything about it, but I'm sure her mother would say, hey, look, you go out and get after it. You're doing it. This is it. Whatever happens in the future for you and me, but you get out and get after it, and she did tonight. Not only, and then that three is incredible, but just solid, tough play.
Amy Egan will join us on the Colton Steakhouse and Grill post-game show here in just a moment as the Bulldogs will move on to play the number one ranked team in the country in the undefeated Drury Lady Panthers. But I'll repeat what I said at the end of the broadcast. That surely locks in the Truman women, whatever happens the rest of this tournament, into an NCAA tournament appearance next weekend.
I think, no doubt, the tournament, the regional, is going to be at Drury, you know, no matter what happens this weekend. And so you can make your plans to go on down there next weekend, Thursday, Friday, whenever it's going to be. But what a nice effort, 34-14 in the fourth quarter.